Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The greatest name. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Philippians 2, 9-10. While the role of the Lord Jesus appears somewhat subdued in the Old Testament, it dominates the New Testament. The Hebrew equivalent of Jesus appears only 13 times as Savior. The Greek text explodes with over 960 verses, either recording statements made by Jesus or proclaiming him as Lord and King. King David declared, "Blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory." And, of course, the great name passage in Isaiah 9:6 amplifies the many aspects of the child whose name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But Jesus prefers Son of Man. That title is used 89 times, while Son of God is used 53 times. The majestic name of Lord of Lords and King of Kings is used only 3 times in the New Testament, twice in the closing book, and once in Paul's moving benediction, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Since the New Testament emphasizes the ultimate kingship of our Lord Jesus, we can understand that the dominant name cited nearly 250 times in the Old Testament, Lord of Hosts, refers to the ruler of heaven, the Lord Jesus.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.